Hello everyone and welcome to lesson number 3. In this lesson we're going to discuss the Arabic alphabet even further. And this is going to be the third group of letters that we're going to discuss in this lesson today. And these letters are ta, dha, ayn, ghin, fi, qaf. So we're almost halfway with the alphabet and today we're going to have a look at the letter ta. Ta has no direct equivalent in English, but it could be compared to the heavy T in English. So that's why it is ta, ta. So you need to make sure that your tongue is all the way up to the roof of your mouth to produce the sound properly. So it's the same, your articulators are in the same position as in the position of te sound, but your tongue is just all the way upwards to the roof of your mouth. And on the screen you can see the four positions as you are used to. Next up is the letter dha. And dha is only compared to a heavy th in the sense that it is the voiced th of English, like the one we see in the word there. So how is dha different from there? Same thing as ta, your tongue has to be all the way up to the roof of your mouth to produce the proper sound. So instead of saying the, you're going to put your tongue all the way upwards to make it sound like the, the. So all the way to the roof of your mouth. That's the trick. Next up, a very interesting sound that is ayn. And ayn has no equivalent in the English language. And this means that we're going to have to find a combination of sounds that is the closest to ayn. And this combination that I found is the combination of a in English. So it is not the same, but it is so close to it. So if you have difficulty pronouncing ayn, you can just say a or I. Instead of it. The four positions, as you can see, next is the letter ghain. And ghain has also no equivalent in the English language, but you can compare it to the R or the French R, as you might have heard it, or the combination of gh in English, the GH, g. That is also the closest I could find for this sound. It's a little bit difficult, but it is ghain. And in order to demonstrate how these letters come in words, we're going to have a look at them in some examples. So the letters we've covered so far are ta, dha, ayn, ghain. And we're going to have a look at some examples for these words. We're going to also use some of the letters and some of the sounds that we have learned in the first two lessons just to refresh your memory as to how to use them and how you recognize them in words. First example we have today is tar, tar. I'm going to use the T with a little a circle under it to distinguish the T from ta in English. And tar means flu. Next example is abr, abr. And as you can see, I used the A with a little circle above it to distinguish the A from a, because it's the closest I could find for this instance. And abr means across. Last, ghubar, ghubar. And ghubar in this instance means dust, and it is pronounced in English as you can see. Now I'm going to move forward to the last pair of letters of today, of the third lesson, and these are fih and qaf. Now fih is an easy one because it has an equivalent, direct equivalent, which is fih or f sound, like fan, and the four different positions are going to be yet again different from the previous ones because this is a new family of letters, looks a little bit different. Make sure to note down the positions that look the same, like in this case, the separate and the end of the word. Last letter of today is qaf, qaf, and qaf has no direct equivalent in English, but it comes closest to ka sound. But you need to dig a little deeper in your throat to find your qaf. So qaf is a little bit backward in your throat. Kaf is a little bit in front. So you need to go a little back in your throat and you will find the sound. So qaf, and these are the four different positions that you should learn. So this, ladies and gentlemen, was the six letters of today that we talked about. We're going to have a set of examples involving the fih and the qaf with some previous letters that we have learned from previous lessons in this lesson too. The first one is faz. Faz means one. Next example is faqr. 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 For this word, I used k with a little circle above it to distinguish the k from qa, and it means poverty. So faqr means poverty. Last example in this instance is going to be qasr. Qasr. Qasr means palace. So these were the six letters that we have learned today. Now, it's time to have some practice. To practice what we have learned today, as well as what we have learned in the first two lessons from the letters that we have learned. So the first example we have today is gharb. Gharb. So we have ghin, rah, and bih in this word. Then sharq. Sharq. Sharq is made up of sheen, rah, and qaf. And the last word is qafaz. And qafaz is made up of qaf, feh, alif, and zay. So leave your answers for these three words in the comments below. I'm going to have a look at them and I'll leave you my feedback if you need my feedback. And here I'm going to say, see you in lesson 4. Don't be late.